This is the Midday Market Report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading mostly higher today after prices took out yesterday's low to make a new contract low. Large U.S. production combined with the expectation of large South American production has pressured prices. Argentinian weather has been more favorable with widespread showers passing through this week, but Brazil has remained drier than usual, causing delays to soy planting, which would delay second crop corn. Demand has been good for U.S. corn, with export sales running 25% above a year ago, thanks to Mexico being a primary buyer. And domestic demand has been good as well. Brazil is reportedly running 8 to 10 days behind its usual pace of soybean planting at 74% complete, which is slated to delay both the soy harvest and the planting of second crop corn. Soybeans are trading slightly lower today, but remain near the center of their recent trading range. Improved South American weather has kept prices from rallying further. According to MB Agro, Brazil has already gone through the worst parts of the El Niño weather pattern, but the initial planting delays could still impact total production. Both soybean meal and oil are trading lower today, but overall crush margins have been improving, which has helped support domestic demand. Yesterday, a flash sale of 4.5 million bushels of soybeans was announced to unknown destinations for the 23-24 marketing year, and now rumors have been circulating about another 4 to 8 cargoes that may have been purchased by China. We will have a check of the numbers next. November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. At midday, December corn down 2.5 at 449 even. January soybeans down 1.25 at 1345 and a quarter. December soybean meal down $7.30 at 443 even. December soybean oil down 60 cents at 52.74. On the Merck, December live cattle up 52 cents at 172.17. January feeder cattle up $2.05 at 223.10. December lean hogs down 5 cents at 68.87. December pork cutout down 82 cents at 80.15. And Class 3 milk down a cent at 16.21. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.